feeling out there today? All right, you ought to be feeling good. You ought to be feeling good. We rode up to the church this morning and we were able to see that we have a brand new roof on our building. Now, Elder Landry has taken all my thunder, but he didn't know he was going to do that. We have a new roof on our house this morning. Not only that, but we have a brand new air conditioner out there in our yard. And to top all of that, the Lord has given our pastor his eyesight back. You need to stand up on your feet this morning and give God some praise in here. We serve a mighty God. God has been good to us. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful to be here this morning. God is good. All the time, God is good. He can't help but be good. We serve a mighty God. I tell you, this has been a pretty good week. I had a chance to ride with the pastor and went, picked him up, and we came over here to the church. To the church, looking around and seeing exactly what was going on. And as we were leaving the pastor's house, he was sitting there in the truck with me, and he just started saying, "Man, look at the color of that roof on that building right there. Look at them houses and those buildings right there. Look at the color of them." Don't tell me God is not a mighty God. We prayed for that man over and over again, and God has answered our prayers. God has answered us. You ought to be happy in here this morning. Yes, sir. I don't know about you, but I'm happy. And that's not all he's going to do. The pastor keep telling us that God is going to do a great work in this church this year. We need to tap into that. We need to believe that and trust God that he's going to move in a mighty way. We need to be a part of this movement. We serve a mighty God. I'm just thankful to be here today. I tell you, I'm glad that I serve with some awesome fellows. The deacon, the board of elders here, and I consider myself the least of the preachers because my MO is mostly in the music department, but Brother Mark McCarter came in here, man, and he's the new kid on the block. I was before he was, but he's the new kid on the block now, and man, he's just taking off. And I thank God for Mark and Elder McCarter and Raquel. Last 2 weeks ago, we had a pageant over at the MLK over at our school over there, and it was second to none. We had a magnificent time. I mean, our people just got together and we just let it hang loose. We had a nice time, and we used to do that. We need to get back to that. Andre Crouch sings an old song, "Take Me Back to When I First Believed." You know, so we need to go back there. We're having some wonderful things going on at Berea. This evening at 5:00, don't miss that train leaving from the train station. It's going to be worth being a part of that. You need to tap into our hour of power on Wednesday nights. People, I'm telling you, you're missing something. It's powerful up in here on Wednesday nights. We're having a marvelous time. So let's get together and become the family that we should be in. Make things happen in 2018. Amen? Amen. Well, I guess it's time to get a little busy. I thank God that he's chosen me this morning to do this. And through the leadership of our pastor, I love Pastor Wee God, because you just can't tell him no. He's going to tell you, you're going to do it, and you're going to do it. So amen to that. This morning, we're going to speak on the message entitled, Lost Signal, Lost Connection. Lost Signal, Lost Connection. I would just like to thank Sister Paula, because Sister Paul is an asset in this church. Anything that we ask her to do, she tries to do that. She's responsible for this beautiful backdrop here that I have. Lost connection. Won't you pray with me? Not another second, nor an hour, not a minute. But right now, Father, I need you with outstretched arms. I'm standing here asking you to fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit. Use me, Lord, as never before. Lord, I pray that you would give me the strength and the ability to speak. You speak through me and to me. Lord Jesus, for you said, and I, Jesus, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men, all women, all boys, and all girls unto me. So we're lifting you up this morning, Jesus, because you said that you would do the drawing. And we know that you will, because you're not a man that you should lie. So come into this house and fill this place with the power of your Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Dwell with us this day. In the worthy and blessed name of Jesus, we pray. And the church of God said, amen, amen, amen. Lost signal, lost connection. Our scripture is coming this morning from Romans 15, 13. When you find that, I'd like for you to stand with me, please, as we honor God and read in his word. Romans 15, 13 verse. When you have it, let me hear you say amen. I'll read in your hearing. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You may be seated. These cell phones or a modern-day marvel. It has a signal that you can't touch, hear, or smell, but yet you can communicate on so many levels. I can call my wife. Well, I heard a laugh back there, because I don't care how many times I call my wife. It just doesn't seem like she has a phone. And I tell her, baby, why do you have a phone when I can't get you when I call you? But that's a horse of a different color. But it'll be all right. She eventually picks up. But with this cell phone, I can call my wife. I can call any of you out there. I can do my banking. I can pay my bills. I can listen to music. I can check the weather. I can control the thermostat at home. Well, some folk can. You can control your alarm systems. You can see where your children are, your dog is. You can take pictures. You can send pictures. You can receive pictures. With this cell phone, you can get directions. You can find destinations. You can view any place on the planet through Google Earth. You can book a flight. You can rent a car. You can read the newspaper. And believe it or not, since a lot of us don't bring our Bibles anymore, we can read the Bible right here. That's simple, isn't it? And the list goes on and on. There are so many other things that we can do with these things until the signal is lost. Once the signal is lost, you've got nothing. No communication, no checking the weather, no direction, no view of the earth, and the list goes on, doesn't it? And all of this on a signal that bounces from tower to tower and satellite dish to satellite dish. But can any of you explain to me how that happens? And that's a rhetorical question, like the bishop says in here this morning. And for those of you who are visiting us, we don't have bishops in Seventh-day Adventist Church. That's just a handle that I extend to our elders, just out of respect and the wisdom that they obtain. But anyway, can any of you explain to me how this works? This invisible signal that's floating around in this room right now, with its trillions of bits of information every second that we can't even see, touch, smell, or hear. And we depend on it so much, don't we? In fact, according to statistics, the average user checks their phone 150 times a day. Now, you know, that's ludicrous. That's about 6 or 8 times every minute. The vast majority of people check their phones immediately when waking up in the morning, even before breakfast and during breakfast, and again at night before they go to bed. Now, I know that's true because occasionally I take my wife out to eat, and we're sitting there looking across the table at each other. And even before the food comes, I pull out my cell phone and I begin to either text or check to see if I have any messages. And I look across the table at her, and her face is all contorted and just messed up. And I say, baby, what's wrong? She said, you need to put that cell phone down. So believe it or not, cell phones have taken over. And by the way, if you have yours on, just put it on silence or so it won't ring in here unless you're a doctor on call. But every time we check our phones. We're dependent on that signal being there. But what happens when the signal is lost? Our world stops, doesn't it? We panic because we can't make a phone call or check our Facebook messages. And we worry that someone might be trying to get a hold of us and can't reach us. Anxiety sets in. And then we go to the phone store, AT&T or Verizon, and we get angry with the people there who's trying to help us get our signal restored. And we're looking at them like it's their problem. It's not their problem, it's ours. And here they are trying to help us and we get mad at them. I want my signal. I want my connection back. But the signal I want to talk about this morning is not that signal that comes from these little things right here. I want to talk about our spiritual connection. I understand that when my spiritual connection is intact, that I have a connection on a level that you cannot touch, see, nor hear. But we depend on that signal being there, don't we? For so many reasons. My spiritual connection connects me to people around me and my relationship with them. Case in point, we were just talking about the pageant that we had over at MLK a couple of weeks ago. That's connection, people. That's a spiritual connection with our people around us. Another connection is I'm connected with my Savior, a relationship with Him. I'm talking about a spiritual connection this morning. I get my worldview from that signal. My finances, my financial positions are connected to that signal. I connect to the spiritual thermostat at the church through that signal. I get my directions from this signal. There's times I wake up to a worship song because of my spiritual connection. I go to bed at night and I rest knowing that He's going to watch over me and mine while we're asleep because of our spiritual connection. And when that spiritual connection is down, all that stops. And when it stops, we panic again, don't we? I mean, our world begins to unravel many times. Fear sets in. We begin to worry. Anxiety sets in. We have doubt. We doubt God's existence. Then we get angry. Sometimes we even get angry at God. Sometimes I hear people say things like, you know, I just don't feel connected to God anymore. We lose our motivation. We lose our drive. I feel like there's something missing in my life. I feel like my prayers aren't being answered. They're not being heard. I feel so alone. I'm beginning to doubt. I'm angry with God. And when they're angry at God, when you're angry at God, normally you're angry at the leaders of the church too, because things are just not going right. And I'm just trying to help. We're just trying to help each other maintain and contain our spiritual connections. Now, how many of you know there's a bill that comes at the end of the month with these things right here? Me and Elder Landry was talking this morning. And he said, man, why can't I reach you? I said, because I told him to come turn my phone off. And that's because I'm not the only one on my plan. And since I'm not the only one on my plan, The other party hadn't been paying his bill. So they cut the phone off. These things will happen. I mean, you miss paying for this and your signals get cut off. No more phone calls. No more text messages. No more banking. No more tracking your children. You know, as a matter of fact, they make an app now that you can put in the cars, in your cars, and you can tell just how fast your children are driving, whether they're speeding or just what. And that's amazing. All of these things are connected to this little thing right here. When they turn your phone off, there's nothing. All you're left with is a flashlight and a camera. And that's it. That's right. You have to manage your account if you want that signal, don't you? Now, can I ask a question? Why should we think it any different when it comes to our connection with God? Two sources I checked said that the average user touches their cell phones over 2,000 times per day. Now, that's maddening. So let me ask you another question. How many times a day do we touch God? How many times a day do we handle him or even pick him up? 150 times a day? Every 6 minutes? Every 60 minutes? How about every 6 hours? What about every 6 days? Is Sabbath the only day that we try to connect to God? You see, we wonder sometimes why it feels like something is missing in our lives and that our spiritual needs aren't being met. And I feel like we are not connected to God and we are all alone. And we get mad at the people around us for almost no reason at all. Turning up your nose and looking down your nose at folks. We're losing hope and we're feeling empty and we're giving up. God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you at? God, your word doesn't work anymore. Your promises are falling short. We touch these things over 2,000 times a day, but don't crack open the good book all week long. And yet we think the signal should just be ready any old time we need it to be. We check the apps on these things 150 times a day and rarely touch the application that God has prepared for our spiritual growth. No time for prayer. No desire to worship. A lot of times when we come here, a lot of us mosey around out in the foyer, in the hallways. It's time to worship when we come to this place. Wednesday nights, the hour of power. We need to get on in here. It's time for prayer. But the problem is there's no hunger for the Spirit's filling. It's a lost signal. No one told us that you can't let that signal go down in your life. You can't do it. But listen, folks, you can't let that signal go down. If you're feeling like your connection with God is down, it's time to reconnect. It's time to get your heart right with God. Don't let the enemy of your soul keep you from God's presence. Don't let him talk you out of coming to church or praying on a daily basis. Don't let him stop you from reading your Bible for yourself or being a part of a Christian fellowship that happens around here or worshiping him even when you're all alone. Don't let the enemy of your souls do this. Stop holding him, the Lord, at a distance in your life and start making him a priority. Put him first. In every area of your life, Proverbs 3:6 tells us, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Before you reach for your cell phones in the morning, reach out to him. Lord, I need your help today. Jesus, let my witness please you and add value to someone else's life today. Lord, give me strength to face what I have to face today. Before we go to sleep at night, our phone shouldn't be the last thing that we check. Our connection with God should be the last thing that we check. You remember the little prayer, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul he'll take. Check that signal. Make sure it's still up before you go to bed. Psalms 63 says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see the power and the glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. That makes me think of a song that I used to do. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under his shadows, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he's my shelter from the storms, and I will not be afraid, no, I will not be dismayed, for in that secret place of my Lord, I will dwell under his wings. I will dwell. In other words, there's a connection there all the time. I'm staying under his shadow today. You've got to stay pretty close to someone to stay in their shadows. But that's the kind of connection God wants us to have with him today and every day. Psalms 27 tells us, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David wasn't checking Facebook all the day long. He was inquiring in the temple of God. One thing, David said, have I desired of the Lord. He wasn't going to lose his signal. He wasn't going to lose his connection with the throne. You see, it's no fun when you feel like God doesn't care. Life is a bummer when you can't feel the presence of God. Problems are a lot harder when you can't hear his voice. Sickness and trouble and the stuff of this life becomes overwhelming when you can't feel God near. But listen, you don't have to live your life that way. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me. If you're feeling disconnected from God, get away from all the distractions and find some time to spend with him. Open the door to Jesus in your life. He's knocking this morning. He's trying to get the connection fixed. Let me ask another rhetorical question. When was the last time you really spent some quality time in prayer with God? I mean, the kind of prayer where you just pour out your heart, where you feel the presence of God, where his anointing comes over you. When was the last time? When was the last time you were in a situation where tears began to flow and you didn't even care? Where you connect at a level that you've never been connected before? When was the last time? When was the last time you touched him and he touches you? Well, he's offering that to you today. And as I walk down to the altar this morning, I'm asking you to stand and walk down here with me. If you desire to be reconnected, if you desire to restore your connection, your signal this morning, I ask you to come and stand with me. God is waiting. The towers of heaven are open, and the signals is heavy. Let's reconnect this morning, church. He's better than AT&T. He's better than Verizon. We don't lose that connection, and we don't want to lose it. Elder Prochet, I want you to pray this morning, Elder, that we'll become reconnected with the towers of heaven and that we won't lose that connection.